Welcome to an all-new Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma give their opinions on the latest happenings surrounding Yankees baseball, as well as dive into the hottest topics in the sports world. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a brand spanking new edition of the Off the Wall podcast here on YesNetwork.com. I'm Chris Sheeran. Joe Auriemma will join us, as he always does, in a brief second. We only have one microphone today because we are at opening day at Yankee Stadium. Joe and I will be going back and forth with the microphone, so if there's a little delay between our answers, that is the reason why. It's like I'm interviewing Joe today. Remember, if you like what you hear, you can go to iTunes and download the Off the Wall podcast, or you could simply go to YesNetwork.com and find it on our menu there. There's a lot of good stuff on YesNetwork.com. If you want anything, you want to know anything about the Yankees, basically, all you have to do, your one-stop shop, is YesNetwork.com. Okay, Joe, it's opening day. Yankees are here. They're facing the Angels, revamped Angels. C.J. Wilson now in the fold with the Angels. They're facing Irvin Santana today. But someone they'll face every single game against the Angels is Albert Pujols. And today, Hiroki Kuroda gets the unenviable task of trying to face him a couple of times.
You know, Hiroki Kuroda actually, you know, people forget that he faced Albert Pujols a number of times. So there is a history between the two of them. He faced them over in the National League. But this is something now the Yankees are going to have to deal with. One weakness that the Angels had last year, it certainly wasn't their starting rotation. It was their lineup. Lineup not producing enough runs, and now I don't believe they're going to have that problem anymore with Albert Pujols. Kendrick Morales has played well. They had Mark Trumbo still in this lineup. So it is a, you know, Howie Kendrick. It's a good lineup. Eric Ibar. This is a team they're going to have to deal with, if not now, you know, down the road. I believe that this is going to be a possible ALCS matchup here in 2012.
I couldn't agree with you more, Joe. And, you know, the quest for Lord Stanley's Cup began a couple of nights ago. And, you know, the quest for 28 for the Yankees is always going to get underway at their opening day today. It already has. They're 3-3. They drop 3 in Tampa, of course. Then they go up to Baltimore, sweep the Orioles. But they get a really good test here. The first month, they're going to get tests all over the place. They have already had the Rays. They have the Angels. They have the Red Sox. They have the Tigers. So we're really going to see, as Michael Kay and the guys said in the broadcast booth, we're really going to see what this Yankee team is made out of early on this season, in the first month of the season. And when they take on the Angels here in this three-game series to open up the brand-new 2012 season at Yankee Stadium, we're really going to get to see this pitching staff go against a good lineup, and we're really going to get to see the Yankee hitters go against a great pitching staff as well. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the Yankees could get out of this series.
Gotta love the fact, Chris, that they played 3 in Tampa. They get swept. You know, everybody's up in arms. And then they come back and they win 3 in Baltimore. They come home at 500. To me, that is a very, very big storyline for this Yankee team. It could have gotten ugly very quick. And, you know, they have momentum coming into this. The Orioles were 3-0 coming into that series. And they play 2 hard-fought games where they win in extra innings. A big test for the New York Yankees.
Absolutely, Joe. And, you know, not only is it a big test this week, as I said, it's a big test all month long. And a lot of people said, you know, in fact, one of the questions that from the social networking that we're going to be handling on opening day is, what did it mean for the Yankees to come back home at 3-3? Well, you just brought it up. I'm going to piggyback here. Joe, 0-3 for the Jets or Giants, you could start ringing the alarm bells. 0-3 for the Yankees with 159 games left. You know, this team is talented. This team has what it takes to get back to the playoffs, to get back to where they need to be in line for their 28th World Championship. I'm not really too worried about a team that starts 0-3. Now they go and they sweep the Baltimore Orioles, who started the season 3-0. It means nothing. It means nothing early in the season. You got to give it, you know, Mike Francesa says it all the time, at least 40 games. You got to give your team at least a quarter of the season in order to see what they're really made of.
You know, Chris, you bring that up, And I had said on Twitter, after the Yankees earned their first victory, I said, Yankees win first game of the season, now just two back of the Orioles,
nice.
And 2.5 back of the Rays. It's pennant fever in April, back in the race. Several Yankee fans.
What's the Rays' magic number, Joe?
Yeah, exactly. But several Yankee fans took offense to that, saying that they live pitch by pitch. I just work for the team and don't live pitch by pitch, so I don't understand. And this is what my retort to that comment is. I live pitch by pitch with this team. I am here for every pitch. Here at all 81 games for the at Yankee Stadium. I was a fan of the Yankees before this. Yes, has work come into this? Yes, but I'm also a rational fan and a rational member of the media when I say that three games is three games. There's 159 to go, and if I tweak you a little bit, it's because people were ready to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge after just three games.
Here's the thing, Joe. I think with all the social media, with Twitter, with Facebook, with all the instant gratification you have nowadays, people are so impatient with everything, whether you're in the car, whether you're on the phone, whether you're waiting for your TV to reboot after you get a power surge. People want everything in their face in 3 seconds or less. That's the problem. So when the Yankees start the season off 0-3, it's the impatience that gets with everybody. Why isn't this team winning? Why are we 0-3? Well, if you look at those games down in Tampa, the Yankees were a hit away from winning two of those games.
Absolutely.
Two out of the three of those games, the Yankees could have absolutely won. They had the lead. Mo blew his first save, and everybody thought Mo was done again. It's one game.
How's that working out?
He's human, okay? And sometimes your cutter is going to be flat. And when you throw a flat cutter, it's going to get destroyed. And sometimes, and you know, he doesn't throw 97 miles an hour anymore. It's 91, 92. You know, it fluctuates between 90 and 92. And if it's a flat cutter, Joe, they're going to get a piece of it. And Zobrist got a good piece, and they won. Give the Rays credit. They came back. They won whatever. They won the first three of the season, but it's not the end of the world.
Agreed. And, you know, people are already killing CC Sabathia. Sabathia's had bad springs and bad Aprils before. This is not something that we have not seen from CC Sabathia. What I do know about CC Sabathia is that he is a workhorse. He is the ace of this team, and he will be fine. And that's another topic that has really been a buzz in all social media, that Sabathia doesn't look good. What's wrong with this pitching staff? Look, they've gone through the rotation now one time, and Ivan Nova truly was the only Yankee that had a good start. But you know what? When it comes down to it, Chris, these pitchers are going to right themselves. You know, look at the back of the baseball card, and all you have to do is say, you know what, these guys have a proven track record.
You doubt CC Sabathia? Do me a favor, www.baseballreference.com. Look at CC Sabathia from May through August. Look it up, last year. Look it up. Tell me what you think is about to come for CC Sabathia. This is extended spring training in a little bit of a case, you know. You still got to get your legs under you, but once CC gets his legs under him, he starts using that weight. Lights out. He's lights out, and he proves that time in and time out every season he takes them out. All right, that's going to wrap up our first segment on Off the Wall. Joe will be back with more right after this.
Want to see what everyone is talking about? Check out the 2-time Emmy Award-winning original video content at yesnetwork.com. It's the best in Yankees web shows, podcasts, and features, only at yesnetwork.com. Welcome back to Off the Wall. Once again, here are Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma.
Hey, everybody. Joe Auriemma here with Curtis Granderson. Curtis, it's like old hat now. You're another opening day here at Yankee Stadium. What's this feeling like being here at Yankee Stadium for opening day?
It's always great to get a chance to come out here. The weather's good today. We got the sun out. The excitement's in the air. All the fans have been waiting for this day ever since our last day of the 2011 season. So you got a little more jitters and nervousness going into today, but a lot of excitement as well.
You know, last year you had that picture-perfect year. You had a home run at the home opener here. And you really, the 41 home runs kind of thrust yourself into the MVP race. What can you say about the year that you had and your expectations coming into 2012?
Well, 2011 was that. It was 2011. We had some good things, we had some bad things, but there's always things to work on. This year, we got to just continue to improve. Me individually, us as a team, we got to get a step further. I got to get more consistent. We as a team got to win more games. We got to advance further.
What do you like about this team, the makeup of this team coming into 2012?
I think the big thing is the chemistry. You start looking at additional guys coming in and how they fit in, how they click, how guys adapt and take them in. That goes a long way, especially with this team, especially when you start having new faces and veteran guys and young guys and old guys, a mix of group. Everybody fits in pretty well, so we're able to go out there and be as best as we can.
Kevin Long said that your swing still looks compact. It's picture perfect coming into spring, coming into this year. Any adjustments that you made coming into 2012?
Nothing yet. The main thing is just trying to get that feel back. You know, the main thing about baseball, golf, basketball is all about feel. And it takes one swing, one at bat, one day to get yourself locked back then. And that's what we're all trying to do in the lineup. Just get that feel. And Kevin Long is doing a great job of getting us back there.
One more from me. The fans here. What can you say about the fans? They love you. They embraced you. What can you say about this New York crowd?
Energetic, enthusiastic, smart, intelligent, exciting. You know, they're going to be out, they're going to be loud, and it's going to be fun, you know. That's New York. That's just part of it, and I'm excited to be
and
here.
And this is New York, as
hey,
we see.
You see all the people here. Everyone's here. It's the hot ticket for today.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. As always, keep coming back to Yes for all of your Yankees needs.
The Off the Wall podcast comes to you each week on iTunes and YesNetwork.com. If you like what you're listening to, simply subscribe to the show on iTunes. And if you have an extra minute, leave a comment and rating.